Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Allerton, and we are smack dab in the middle of our latest theme week. It is 80s one-hit wonders. We've heard a lot of great videos. Some great, you know, commentary on some of these great videos, great songs, and I'm here to join in the fun today. I do some Wednesdays. I'm usually here on Friday, but you'll be hearing a different voice this week. And I have chosen for the one selection I will do this week from 1984. It is Rockwell's "Somebody's Watching Me." This song is a really great 80s song. It has a great, you know, riff to it. Some backing vocals in there by Jermaine Jackson, and more famously, the guest vocals by Michael Jackson. A lot of people confuse this song and think it's a Michael Jackson song because he does the "I always feel like somebody's watching me" refrain. So I feel like it could be confusing if you're not that familiar with the source material. I think also when I was a kid, a lot of people had thought that as well. But no, he did it as a favor, because actually Rockwell is the son of former Motown CEO Berry Gordy. At the time, he was estranged from his father and living with Ray Singleton, his father's ex-wife and mother of his older half-brother, Kerry Gordy. So let's get to the song. The video link is in the description below, and we're going to hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So it's kind of a, you know, for 1984, it's kind of out there. It's a very cool video, I think, actually. A little scary. I mean, I probably, as a kid, I probably got a little scared. This is like scary, like how Fantasy Island was scary back in the day. We got a bull mastiff in this guy's house. He's a little paranoid. Kind of a interesting set they picked here, as you take the POV of somebody walking through, maybe a stranger breaking in the house. And we get to the bathroom here where there's a bird. But the lyrics are really, really good. And we got Rockwell sitting here in the shower. I mean, he doesn't get paranoid in the shower once in a while, right? Got these freaky heads on the wall. Oh my God, look at that outfit, skinny tie. They got, that's a freaky, I don't even know what that is. That's like a hell spawn cat demon dog thing. I don't know. It looks like almost out of like a Alfred Hitchcock movie, this house here. Plus we got the freaky people, maybe Twilight Zone episode. People are like, you know, talking to the camera here. And we're out in a graveyard in the guy's backyard for some reason. And some guy standing there looks like a diaper with a freaky figure in the... psycho. Man, that got a lot of people to take sponge baths. This guy definitely is paranoid with that freaky head coming through. It's kind of like a cheesy 80s movie. Something like Waxworks or... Sorority Girls in the Slime Bowl-a-rama. Kind of looks like the same set design here. Oh my God, that would freak me out if I saw my dog with a mask on like that. As much as I love my dog, I would just be like, nope, I'm out. And then he's like in there, and there's some creepy looking people here in this video. Whoever, you know, the director of this video and the producer really did a good job in framing it to go with the song. Now this mailman here, oof. This guy looks like he's possessed. Gross. Oh man, that's the one group of people you don't watch and use, the IRS here. And now you got the hooded figure in the cloak, and there's like a pig on a platter. Woman Under the Bed. This is out there. I don't know where, how it did. I don't know if in the VMAs. I don't know if the VMAs were out by then. But the song did really well on the charts. I believe it hit as high as number two here in the United States. And it got this guy in a diaper trying to get him to come outside again. And poor Rockwell is walking around in a towel. And that's a creepy mailman. That's you know, if that's my mailman, I put a fence up and move my mailbox down to like the end of the street there. What the hell's going on with his hand? It looks like a, like he's got something going on there. Kind of creepy. And then he's holding, giving him, I don't know if that's a summons or what. Yeah, I would be, I'd be done if that was my mailman. I'd be out. All right, cool. Well, that ends the video. So yeah, keep listening every day. And our theme week will continue with 80s one-hit wonders. And we're going to be doing a theme week pretty much every other week. So twice a month, look for us here to do theme weeks. Our next theme coming up in about a week and a half will be cover songs. So that should be another fun week. And the weeks we don't do themes, it's just going to be a lot of just free form, people picking their favorite songs, their favorite videos, and having a good time. That's what we're all about here on the Pop Experience, having a good time. So thank you all for listening today. I'm Andy Atherton, and enjoy your Wednesday.